It's that time of the year where it seems like every game has playoff implications, and that will certainly be the case when the Broncos, for the first and only time this season, play on Monday Night Football as they travel to face the Bengals.
This game, you know, means a lot to us, but it means a lot to them as well. They're playing at home, Monday Night Football. It'll be a great atmosphere. So, yeah, I definitely would think it's going to be rocking down there, and both teams, you know, have a lot on the line.
Peyton Manning is a perfect 8-0 against the Bengals with a career passer rating of 106.8. And for the Broncos, a win would lock up the all-important first-round bye and also keep them in the running for home field advantage.
This is when the big-time players show up, you know, and, you know, I see myself as a big-time player, and then I'll play my best ball on Monday night like I usually do and make the plays I'm supposed to make. But, you know, our defense goes, you know, as everyone goes. As long as everyone's doing their job, then, you know, we'll be successful.
The Bengals, meanwhile, are currently fourth in the AFC, but sit just a half a game ahead of both Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the standings.
It's a playoff field for them. I mean, I'm sure they fight for something. We fight for something, man. Once you get late in the year, man, all these games is crucial. They become more important week after week. You know, you're the only game on TV, real rowdy atmosphere in us. It's a stage game, man. So you're on that stage, man, so you always want to play well on that stage.
The Broncos have played well on the stage this year, going a perfect 4-0 in primetime games. And they're set to appear on Monday Night Football for the 23rd consecutive year, the longest active streak in the NFL. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.